Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, in the blessed city of Baltimore. Yes, we are truly, truly blessed. Speak those things that are not as though they are. Speak it into existence. That's what the Word of God tells us to do. And we're going to believe and trust in the Almighty Living God, knowing that God can do anything but fail. And he hasn't failed you yet. No, he hasn't, my dear ones. God is still in the blessing business. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, God is in the blessing business. And we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located at 5126 Bel Air Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. You can give him a call at 410-327-3100. That's 410-327-3100. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, waiting for you, your family, your loved one. He's there in your time of need. He gives you support and comfort. He is always there for you. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located at 5126 Bel Air Road. And once again, give him a call. All right, 410-327-3100. He'll also give you a tour of his facility. We thank God for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, and your beautiful, blessed wife and family. We are praying for you continuously. Also, we want to thank God for Sabrina, One Day at a Time Personal Care Services. God is truly good, my dear Sabrina. We thank God for you, Sabrina. You can give her a call at 443-882-3040. That's Sabrina, One Day at a Time Personal Care Services, One Day at a Time, 07, at hotmail.com. All right, you got it? One Day at a Time, 07, at hotmail.com. Or you can go online at www.onedayatatimecare.com. One Day at a Time Personal Care Service, LLC, is a non-medical nursing referral agency licensed with the state of Maryland Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. Their CNAs are certified by the Maryland Board of Nursing. Also, their companions and CNAs go through an extensive criminal, drug, health, and background check. Their goal is to provide individuals needing assistance in their daily lives with the most compatible care providers. They offer the following services: transportation, housekeeping, assistance with bathing and personal grooming, medication reminders, meal preparation and planning, grocery shopping and errands, daily socialization and stimulation skills, laundry, exercise and walking, transportation to the doctor, appointments and beauty salon. We'll take you out to lunch, shopping, and special occasions, and so much more. One Day at a Time Personal Care Services. Sabrina is waiting for your call, 443-882-3040. 443-882-3040. Let her know you heard it here at the Power Hour of Prayer with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle P.A. Stewart. And don't forget about our realtor, Shanita Kelly. Yes, our realtor, Shanita Kelly. She is waiting for your call at 443-854-0977. Shanita is waiting for your call. You stand in need of purchasing a new home, selling a home that you now live in, or if you just want to get things in order, give her a call at 443-854-0977. Truly a woman of God, a praying woman of God. She's waiting for your call. Again, Shanita Kelly, Traham & Co., 443-854-0977. And Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, we're getting ready for the seven last words. I know you're all excited about the seven last words, and we're going to be conducting our seven last words on March the 26th, yes, March the 26th, that's on a Tuesday, at 4669 Falls Road, Roland Park, was Man of Care Nursing Home, now Roland Park, our headquarters. Come out and join us at 6 p.m. We have some powerful, powerful men and women of God, that we're coming forth with the word of God, and we know that God is truly going to bless all of the residents there in the nursing home. If you'd like to come out and join us, come out and join us. March the 26th, that's on a Tuesday night. That's our Bible study night, all right? And we're going to bless. We're excited about March the 26th. We're going to conduct the seven last words of Jesus Christ on the cross. And we thank God for you and your prayers. Prayer is always in order. We thank God because we believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer can change that situation. You know what? Prayer can change you. All right? Thank God for your prayer requests, your praise reports. We are praying 24 hours around the clock. And we thank God for each and every one of you for praying with us and praying for us. And we have been praying at 6 a.m. over 20 years. Hallelujah. Praise God. We never stop praying. God has instilled in us the ability to pray. He told us to pray without ceasing. And my dear loved ones, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be obedient to the word of God. Yes, we are. So we thank God for you, you, and you. And we have a special gift for you. Those of us that are sending your prayer requests and your praise reports, we're going to send you prayer changes thing t-shirt. Yes, we are. We have a special gift for each and every one of you. Prayer changes thing t-shirt. So when you send your prayer requests, your praise reports, give us your size. Men and women. Get it black and white, men and women, boys and girls. We're going to send you our special prayer changes thing t-shirt. So write to us at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me, your chief apostle, P.A. Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. Send us your praise report, your prayer request, and we're going to send you a gift, Prayer Changes Things. Yes, prayer changes things. So again, write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Let us know how God is blessing you. Again, send us your prayer request and praise report. Yes, we are praying 24 hours around the clock. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And you know what? We know what prayer could do. Prayer could change that situation, and prayer could change you, my dear ones. And we thank God that he gives us the opportunity to speak with him early in the morning. Yes, early in the morning. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to glorify him. And somebody ought to magnify him. Now, someone wanted to know if we take donations. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I'm going to give you our cash app. $WWPFMIN. WWPFMIN, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, WWPFMIN, okay, it stands for Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, and yes, we gladly take donations. We have supplied over 1,000 students with our little care packages, toothpaste, toothbrushes, washcloths, face cloths, deodorant, shower gels. Over 1,000 students we're providing. And we do it all year long. It's not just done at a certain time. We started out at Halloween. While everybody else was giving out the candy, we were giving out the toothbrushes originally. And now we add the toothpaste, the toiletries, washcloths, face cloths, and also we're giving out knitted hats. We had a young lady over 8 years old knitting hats, and we were giving out to our young people along with scarves and gloves and socks. And thank God for Deaconess Leela Hall. God bless her souls. Going home to be with the Lord. Supplied even shoes for some children. So we thank God for you, you, and you, the clothing, Sister Burdetta, the clothing you have supplied, and also our beautiful woman of God, Elder Smith and that, the beautiful butterflies, center pieces you supplied at the nursing home. So we just thank God that we're able to even help people with their medications. So we're not just talking the talk. We have been a blessing to those that stand in need. So we thank God we're able to help out Patricia Moore with getting her diabetes medication. And we know it's expensive. We thank God. We help individuals find jobs. Thank you, Jesus. And once they find a job, if they need certain clothing, we help out with that too. So we are a ministry about God's business. If you need a cup of water, we'll get you a cup of water. Praise God. Glory, hallelujah. That's what it's all about. Each one, reach one. And we thank God for opportunity to share with others how God is blessing us. Thank you, God. We thank God for the food pantry. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines, who gives out fresh fruits and vegetables on Tuesday. Yes, Dr. David Gaines is located at 2103 North Charles Street, Ebony Styles, Master Electrician, there for you in your time when you stand in need of fresh bread and pastries. And if you don't, let someone else know. Yes, you know a lot of you got plenty of children, and children really eat. Okay, the children that I know eat. So, again, if you want to bless someone, let them know about Dr. David Gaines at 2103 North Charles Street, sharing fresh bread and pastry along with fruits and vegetables. Okay? But you got to give them a call at 443-449-3631. That's 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, the Master Electrician. Those natural hairstyles, y'all. We thank God. We are nappy by nature. And we thank God. We thank God. Thank God. Also, if you want that hairstyle or he's a barber on site, you can give him a call at 443-449-3631, Dr. David Gaines. Truly a man of God, operating according to CDC guidelines. He's still masking up. I'm going to keep you safe. You know what you got, but you don't know what they have. And don't forget you can still test. Some places still have tests free. So folk are walking around with COVID. We don't want to still spread COVID. Even if you got a cold, you be careful. You don't want to spread that cold to someone else. Got the flu. You don't want to spread that to someone else with underlying conditions. You don't want to do that. Stay home. Stay home and pray. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is there with you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Mask up if you have to go out. Mask up. We don't want to spread COVID. Each year, there's a different deviant. Yes, each year, it changes, along with the colds and the flus and the viruses. So it behooves you to mask up, get tested. Thank you, God. Take care of yourself. Use wisdom. Yes, use wisdom. Be wise, my dear ones. Glory, hallelujah. We're going to go to the word, our 91st song. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. You got to get it in your spirit. Get in your spirit. Believe it. Any believers in the house this morning? Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noose of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. It shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands that stash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Thank you, Jesus. Even when you're in trouble, he's right there with you. Those that's in prison, behind the prison walls, he's right there with you. Even while you're in trouble, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, Jesus. Because he has set himself upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Thank you, God. He has not forgotten about you. No, he has not forgotten about you. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. Y'all need to hear that. Verse 15. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. May not be the answer that you want to hear, but he knows what's best. I will be with him in trouble. I will answer him. I will deliver him and honor him. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. With long life, I will satisfy him and do what? And show him my salvation. Isn't God a good God? Isn't God an awesome God? Won't he do anything but fail? He hasn't failed you yet. He has not failed you yet. There is a time for everything. And maybe it's time for you just to be still. Be still. And know that I am God. Taste and see that the Lord is good. And he's good all the time. Maybe what you're going through don't feel too good, don't look too good. But God is still good. And my dear ones, he's still there with you. Yes, he is. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Thank you, God. That's what he said in his word. Now, I want you to walk by faith and not by sight. You ain't got to see it to believe it. Stop being a doubting Thomas. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to walk by faith and not by sight. We serve a good God. We serve a magnificent God. Thank you, God. I want to share this with you this morning. A businessman quoted, of course I believe in the power of prayer. I pray every morning. And guess what he prayed for? The stock to go up. Mm-hmm. Whether he realized or not, the man was invoking the prayer of decree, though in a rather casual way. Uh-huh. He was still invoking the prayer of decree in a casual way. He was praying for the stock to go up. Mm-hmm. What are you praying for this morning? What are you praying for? Think about it. God said he will give us the desires of our heart. And I pray the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. So whether this man realized it or not, he was invoking the prayer of decree that in a rather casual way. Prayers of decree have been described as handles of power. And I agree, y'all. Whether you know how to pray affirmably without fear through prayers of decree, you know how to make or take hold of handles of power, which can guide you victoriously through life experiences. Victoriously through life experiences, no matter what you're going through. No matter what the doctor says. No matter what your boss say. No matter what your neighbors say, your friends say, your so-called friends. You need to pray the prayers of decree, which can guide you victoriously through life experiences. Hallelujah. You want to be guided through life experiences by the hand of the Almighty Living God. You don't know what to do. No, you don't. You think you do. And I thank God that each and every one of you have a plan. But sometimes God will take your plan and change it all around. Because God has a plan for your life. Glory be to God. Yes, he does. Uh-huh. You ever seen those individuals go to college, major in playing football, sudden to get an injury. Hope they had another plan. Can no longer play football, baseball, basketball. Might have decided, well, I'm going to go be a chef. Go to culinary school. In the middle of the semester, you decide, well, you know what? I think I want to be a plumber. I think I want to be a bricklayer. I think I want to be an electrician. God will change things around. Yes, he will. For the better for you. He knows exactly what you need. So a lot of times we don't go to God and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. That's what the word of God said, you know, we're to pray. Seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. Then he will hear from heaven and heal the land. Thank you, God. Many of our blessings of life have been obtained simply because you have not asked for that affirmatively. Many of our blessings of life have not been obtained simply because you have not asked for them affirmatively. Affirmation or the prayer of decree releases power into the subconscious mind. Yes, it does. Where it is free to go to work and produce positive results. Thank you, God. And I want to say perfect results. Because we serve a perfect God. And we serve a positive God, not a negative God. Not a I don't know if God heard me or not. He heard you. He's not deaf. He's right there with you. Right there with you, lying in your sick bed. Right there with you, lying in your sick bed, in prison, in your home, walking the streets. He's right there with you every step of the way. Prayers of decree, especially the type described in the Word of God, reach the deepest level of the mind, which is superconscious and often release miracle power that is dominant there. You just let me stay there. Word of God says we shall do greater things. That's what it says. And ye shall do greater things. He's given us that power. He's given us that authority, men and women of God. Knowing that the simplicity and power of affirmation prayer gives you a sense of spiritual and emotional security that nothing else does, because once you know how to use prayers of decree, you will never again feel alone or defenseless. Pray the scriptures. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand till I make thy enemies my footstool. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. You are now armed with spiritual ammunition with which to meet life's challenges and come out the winner. Come out the head and not the tail. Come out the lender and not the borrower. Knowing about the simplicity and power of affirmative prayer, praying the scriptures gives you a sense of spiritual and emotional security that nothing else does. Because once you know how to use prayers of decree, once you begin to pray the scriptures, you never again feel alone and defenseless. I want you to hear this morning. You shouldn't walk around with your head hung down, whining and crying and wailing. Oh, my God. Men and women of God, hold your head up high. Yes, I often tell you it's okay to cry. Yes, it's okay to cry. I know tears are healing. And we thank God for that ability to shed those tears. But you shouldn't be feeling defenseless and alone, because the Word of God says you're never alone. I will never leave you nor forsake you. What a friend you have in Jesus. You will be armed with spiritual ammunition with which to meet life's challenges and come out a winner. You are a winner. You are a winner. You're not a loser. And don't take that into your spirit. Thank you, God. A lot of times I've been asked, a lot of you have been reared in the church-going family. And you never really knew how to pray until you learned about the prayer decree. And disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Yes. I believe they sat and they listened to the Almighty Living God as he prayed. Now, that's what I believe. I believe they sat and listened as he taught them in the synagogues, as they traveled from one area of the earth to the next area of the earth. I believe they sat and they listened. And we don't want to do that. We want to say, I know. I could do better than he did. Don't be like the Pharisees. Sometimes we need to sit and listen. Uh-huh. Lord, teach us how to pray. I want somebody to pray for me that know the Lord, that's living the life. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody that's living the life, that know the Lord, that have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that's walking in that power and that authority. Suddenly it was as though some individuals had discovered the greatest treasure on earth, because at last they took hold of the word of God, the power of God, the authority of God, to steer them through life's good times and bad times. For several years, individuals have been using affirmative prayer and scriptures for themselves and for others. They found that you can literally blast your way out of limitations. God is not in a box. And my dear ones, you should not be in a box. Thank you, God. If you will speak the word of truth and decree your good regardless of appearances, prayers of decree can be your spiritual dynamite. You can blast your way out of that situation. You can blast your way out of that disease. You can blast your way out of that sickness. You can blast your way out of poverty. You can blast your way out of that sin-sick world that you've been living in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Prayers of decree can be your spiritual dynamite to remove troublesome barriers to your good in all areas of your life. Use that dynamite. I decree and declare healing upon your mind, body, spirit, and soul right now in the name of Jesus, those that are listening. I decree and declare that you walk in the power of the Almighty Living God. I decree and declare peace that surpasses all understanding. I decree and declare that God will change that old wicked heart, that deceitful heart. I decree and declare and come against mental illness, paranoid schizophrenia, bipolar disorders, all the disorders of the mind. I decree and declare and come against Alzheimer's disease, dementia disease. I decree and declare that you let the Spirit of the Living God control your ways, your thoughts, and your actions. I decree and declare that God will make a way out of no way for you and your household. I decree and declare that marriages will be restored. Husbands will love their wife. Wife will love their husband. I decree and declare that children will honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days will be long upon this earth. I decree and declare that an individual that's about to commit suicide will not commit suicide on our watch. Put down that gun. Put down that weapon. and you will not fire that illegal weapon against yourself or no one else. I decree and declare a spirit of life and liberty. I decree and declare, put down those razors you use to cut your wrists. Not on this watch will you do it. I decree and declare that you will accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I decree and declare that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I come against and I decree and declare anything that's not of God in your life right now. Remove it right now in the name of Jesus, out of your home, off your job, as you walk down the streets, the counties, the cities, the states, the countries, the nations. I decree and declare divine order in your life on this day and days to come, that you'll walk in divine order according to the word of God. I decree and declare to you that God's will be done in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Once after a guest minister came to a particular church, the main comment about the lecture was, "Why, she's nothing but a bundle of affirmation." If the belief you have previously given to evil will consistently turn into belief in good for even 1 hour, some of us just speak nothing but negative, 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 evil, evil, evil. Stop it in the name of Jesus. Speak positive. The word of God, the scriptures. That good would be sufficient to revolutionize life. Your life, first of all, your life. Instead of going to somebody else's life, you got to be a believer. You got to trust God. You got to be obedient to the word of God. And you try to tell someone else what to do. Jesus, help them. You can become a revolutionize your life through prayers of affirmation and prayers of the scriptures, which can help you to dwell upon the good in life and call it into expression. Speak it. Speak it. Your words, my dear ones, can dissolve obstacles, Evangelist Janet. Your words can dissolve obstacles, Sister Greta. Your words can dissolve and renew barriers, Pastor Lisa Cook. Your words, Sister Burdetta, can dissolve obstacles and remove barriers. Your words. The scriptures seem to be the form of prayer that sets in motion the whole power of God in your life. Study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The word of truth is the word of God. The word affirm means to make firm. The prayers of affirmation help you to make firm the good in life. And that's what God wants for each and every one of us. That's why he sent his only begotten son, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. He said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." Thank you, Jesus. The prayer of affirmation is so simple that it takes away the feeling of mystery and complexity generally associated with prayer. Its simplicity dissolves the usual psychological blocks about prayer being difficult. It's not difficult, my dear ones. No, it's not difficult. Take out time. Read the word of God first. Meditate on the word of God. Taste and see that the Lord is good all the time. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Somebody need to hear that this morning. Taste and see that the Lord is good all the time. His word is rich. His word is powerful. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you pray the scriptures, it's been described as the scientific prayer or spiritual treatment in modern times. The Bible is filled with scriptures of healing, deliverance, affirmative prayers, which were known to us as decrees. Job described the simplicity and power of the scriptures when he promised, "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established upon thee, and light shall shine upon thy ways." Job 22:28. And you know what Job went through. If you don't, you better go to the book of Job and read it. Job 22:28. "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and light shall shine upon thy ways." From out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Thank you, Dr. Bernice Moore-Wright. Jesus used the power of decree often to heal and prosper his followers. The Lord's Prayer, in some translations, is a series of affirmations. The psalmist loved affirmative prayers and filled his psalms with them. A good example, my dear ones, is the 23rd Psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." Read that 23rd Psalm. Thank you, Jesus. Powerful. Powerful, powerful. Read that 23rd Psalm. Meditate upon it. Meditate upon that 23rd Psalm. "The Lord is what? My shepherd. And I shall not want." That's what it's saying. "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." This is the word of God. It's not a fairy tale. "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Don't wish your enemies dead. God want to show your enemies what he could do right there in their presence. That's what it says in the 23rd Psalm. "Thou shalt prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." Surely, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. How long? All the days of my life. Not some of the days. Not just when the sun is shining. Not just when you have money in your pocket. Not when you just have all those friends and family members around you. Not when you're feeling well and you're healthy and walking around strong. Even when you're on your sick bed. Those of you behind prison walls. When you ain't got a dime in your pocket. When you got that pink slip on that jaw. When it done called you everything but a child of God. When you feel like you don't have a friend in the world. When you feel like nobody understands you. You feel like you want to give up. 23rd Psalm says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And forever means forever. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer will bring you through. The psalmist loved affirmative prayers and filled his psalms with them. Yes, he did. The creation story of Genesis emphasized the creative power of decree over and over with the phrase, "God said, let there be, and there was." Let there be light. And there was. Go to the book of Genesis. Affirmative prayer. Prayer is an affirmation. Let there be peace in your life. Let there be love in your life. Let there be healing in your body, mind, spirit, and soul. Let there be peace in your household. Let there be prosperity, spiritually, physically, and financially. Let there be agape love, unconditional love. I decree and declare the spirit of the almighty living God rain down upon you right now. I decree and declare there'll be no more suffering right while you're in the land of the living. I decree and declare and come against arthritis, bursitis, cancer, kidney disease. I decree and declare that God will take you off of dialysis. I decree and declare, Dr. Burns Memorial Writers, you're going for surgery. God will unstop those ears. And that situation will be corrected. I decree and declare, those of you that have COVID, come against that spirit of COVID and flus and those other diseases doctors don't know what to call it. I decree and declare healing upon Wallace Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Bless his wife Sandra that's by his side. I decree and declare husbands and wives will come together and band together as one in the name of Jesus. God has ordained marriage of a male and a female. Thank you, God. And they will remain together as one in unity in Jesus Christ. I decree and declare that children will honor their mother and their father, that their days will be long upon this earth. I decree and declare the world leaders will call upon the name of Jesus and say, what must I do to be saved? I decree and declare we'll come together as one and band together, not as Republican, not as Democrat, not as Independent, not as a Green Party. But come together as one, as a holy nation unto God. I decree and declare that we will live a holy life, a sanctified life. Thank you, God. I decree and declare that God will just bless those that are going through times of war. Touch the family members, the soldiers that are in this army. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Touch the president of the United States, Joe Biden, who is saying he's too old. Age is nothing but a number. Touch his mind in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Let him have a mind stayed on Jesus Christ. Let him see what God could do. Touch Joe Biden's mind. Touch his family as in whole. His wife, Dr. Jill Biden. Bless her, Father God, for being a companion to her husband that God has ordained for her to be. I decree and declare the love of Jesus Christ in your life, Sister Esther. I decree and declare to Lillian, Sister Maxie, the Haney family, Logan family, Green family. I decree and declare healing Mother Green's body. I decree and declare healing for Deacon Price. Touch his body, Father God. Touch his mind. Touch his spirit, Father God. I decree and declare, Deacon Spain, healing for you. Thank you, God. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. Those in the hospitals lying in their sick bed. Assisted living facilities. Jesus, thank you, Lord. I decree and declare for our postal workers, safety for them, UPS workers, Amazon workers that are delivering packages all around the world. Protect them, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Special prayers for Sister Greta and her family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all of our pastors, apostles, bishops, ministers of the gospel. We pray for them individually and collectively.
that they will not only teach the word and preach the word, but they will live according to the word of God. Thank you. Glory be to God. We pray for our princes and our kings and our queens, our ambassadors, congressmen. We are praying for you. Senators, council persons, delegates, we are praying for you that you will come together as one in Jesus' name. And in God we will trust. I decree and declare that person that's going in the hospital for surgery right now, Father God, touch them right now. Touch the anesthesiologist, the doctors, the surgeon, every nurse, the medication, that the benefits will outweigh the side effects. We pray for our children as they travel to schools, colleges, and universities. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Our teachers, protect them, Father God, principals, nurses, our school nurses, psychologists, sociologists, those who prepare the food in our schools. Let the food be a blessing to our children. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I decree and declare it right now in the name of Jesus. Safety. No hurt, harm, or danger. Protect them from seen and unseen danger as individuals travel on their jobs, coming home from their jobs, in their neighborhoods. Peace reign upon this nation. And we come against the enemy. No weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against God's people will prosper. Thank you, God, and we're taking you at your word. Someone standing in need of shelter, make a way out of no way and touch their mind that they will believe and trust in you. Provide that person with a safe place to stay. And those that are in the shelter, protect them, Father God, from sickness and disease. Thank you, God. Protect them, Father, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare a spirit of prosperity to reign upon you right now. Someone standing in need of food, Father God, take them to a place where they can get the food that they need. Dear God, bless them. Bless Minister Sharon and the work that she's doing at My Brother's Keeper. Father God, protect her and those that work in that vineyard. Let the people be appreciative of the services that they are rendering to them. We pray for Minister Duffy. We pray in the name of Jesus for Minister Yvonne, Gospel Tabernacle Church, Bishop Reginald Kennedy, his wife and his family. We pray for New Union Baptist Church family. Yes, we are praying for you that the peace of God reign in that building. I decree and declare the peace of God reign in that building, the peace that surpasses all understanding. And, Father, we praise you right now, glorify you right now for the healing that's taking place in somebody's body. And we believe you and trust you because you said by your stripes we are healed. And we are taking you at your word. We are believers. You made believers out of us. And we're going to take you at your word, Father, on this day, not tomorrow. We're taking you at your word on this day. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for healing Pastor Linda Smith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing her. Thank you, Father God, for the surgery that went the way it should have gone. Healing in her knees. Thank you for touching someone's back right now. Somebody's back, they've been aching all night long. Thank you for touching someone's lungs to allow them to breathe freely. Thank you, God. That heart, Father God, that's beating properly. We know you said you're a heart fixer and a mind regulator. And we thank you right now for regulating that mind. Mind stayed on Jesus Christ. Standing on the promises of God. That's what we're standing on, the promise of the Almighty Living God. And we want to thank you right now. We want to glorify you right now. We're not going to wait until the battle's over. We're going to shout now. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise him and glorify him and magnify him this morning. Give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. Right now. Right now. as the song say, the Lord is blessing me right now. You may not be able to see what he's doing for me, but the Lord is blessing me right now. And he's blessing you right now. He did it before, and he will do it again. No respect to person. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. The same God that raised Lazarus from the dead, the same God that gave sight to the blind man, the same God that healed the woman with the issue of blood, he's the same God. And we're praying that God's will be done in your life. Yes, God's will be done in your life, AJ. God's will be done in your life, Rosie Traham. God's will be done in your life, Shanita Kelly, Rael, Zariel, Diamond, Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower. God's will be done in your life, Aunt Rosetta Logan. God's will be done in your life, Pastor Sumter, Sumter, South Carolina. God's will be done in your life, Dr. Ron Green, Miami, Florida. God's will be done in your life, Eddie Logan. God's will be done. Not my will, not your will, but let God's will be done. God knows exactly what we need, when we need it. Thank you, God. Let God's will be done. It's not Burger King. It's not about having your way. God knows exactly what we need. Yes, he does. God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. Thank you, God. I'm glad they're not. Sit back and know that I am God. God is speaking this morning to you, my dear ones. Archbishop Alamasi, God bless you. King Alamasi, God bless you. Apostle Margie Mercer and family, God bless you. Real good. Bishop Gregory Gilmore, God bless you. Pastor Greg Gilmore Jr., God bless you and your First Lady. Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore, God bless you. Apostle Joanne Farley, we're praying for you and Tiffany. Marvin, your grandchildren, your great-granddaughter, we are praying for you. God is a God of order. Yes, he is. Yes, he is a order, God of order. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We got to walk in the order of God. And we thank God for working miracles, signs, and wonders in your life and in my life. Is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for spring. Thank you for the time change. Thank you, God. You thank him for everything and praise him for everything. Little things that you think don't matter, you thank God and praise God for it anyway. And watch God move in your life. Because we know that when praises go up, blessings come down. God is sending out special blessings, Tyrone Staten and Diane Green. Yes, he is. All we got to do is trust him. We may not understand it, but we'll understand it better by and by. Reverend Johnson, Reverend Thomas, Pastor Tammy Caesar, we are praying for you. Tina Sewell, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. What a mighty God we serve, Jacqueline Anderson. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Watch God move in your life like never before. Brandon, Kobe, Heather, Paul. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for you in Arizona. Yes, we are, Kobe. We're praying for you, Heather, in Missouri. We're praying for you, Brandon, Mike. Thank you, Jesus. Norfolk, Virginia, we're praying for you. Tanisha, Elijah, Tashi, we're praying for the Navy, the Army, the military, the Marines, Air Force, Army, Navy. We're praying for you. National Guard, Honor Guard, Coast Guard. We're praying for you. Thank you for volunteering to serve our country. And the veterans, we are praying for you that God will bless you with everything that you stand in need of, each and every individual, police officers. We are praying for you that God will watch over you and keep you, and you do the right thing by the people, and the people will do the right thing by you. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift up your holy name that we become a holy people. You create us in your image, and we're going to thank you for that. I decree and declare that God will make a way out of no way. Whatever you stand in need of, call upon the name of Jesus Christ. This is your Chief Apostle, Presiding Bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, here with Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. We want to see you that blessed T-shirt. Prayer changes things. P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Write to me today. Send your prayer request and your praise report. We want to bless you real good. We pray over those T-shirts. Thank God. A special anointing upon them as you walk, as you run. Thank you, God. God bless you real good. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. God bless you real good. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Tune in tomorrow. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you.